Good afternoon. You're tuned into the MIA show. That's Maria in the afternoon. The time is now 3:08. I'm your host, TJ Fantel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Maria Alvarez, and happy Monday. I'm currently joined right here in the studio by our health promotion and wellness representative, Mr. Giuseppe Licari. Good afternoon, Giuseppe. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Very good. Thank you. How about you? I see you're really energized. So
yeah.
I have the answer.
Yeah. Right. Super energized. I'm doing well considering it is a Monday. It honestly didn't feel like a Monday today. So that's always like, you know, a mini blessing throughout the day.
For sure.
So, Giuseppe, what are we going to be talking about this afternoon? Yes.
September is Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Month. So we want to talk about the importance of taking care of ourselves and our, you know, coworkers, friends, family members.
That's awesome. Definitely something to hone in on, especially during this month. Now, before we get into that, I do want to go ahead and ask you our question of the day. We want to know, what did you want to be when you were a kid and why?
Okay, so it's not really a profession, a job. I just wanted to travel. That's all I know. I wanted to visit the world. I wanted to, you know, get to know new people, new cultures. I guess the reason for that is that, you know, I have a typical Sicilian family, so I've got family members all over the world, from United States, North America, Canada as well, and Australia. So to me, was it a way to connect to my roots somehow?
Oh, I love that. And do you think that you've, done that for the most part?
Just imagine, I come to the United States every single day, you know, with a 10-minute commute. Is that a good way to fulfill your dream?
All right. I think so. I think you've done quite a bit of fulfilling it, and you still have so much more time as well. But Mr. Giuseppe and I, we want you to keep it right here. We're going to be talking all things mental awareness on 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you America's best. If you're just now joining us, I have Mr. Giuseppe Licari in the studio with me from Health Promotion and Wellness. The topic today that we'll be focusing on is mental health and, of course, a Suicide Prevention Month. So, Mr. Giuseppe, how has Health Promotion shed light on this very important topic?
The very first event that we had, but not only us, most of the organizations that really focus on this important topic, was on the 4th of the month for the Suicide Prevention Proclamation signing. And you guys were there covering this really emotional moment where the base CO, base XO, so many tiny commands, fleeting family, first of all, USO, Mr. Richard Graves, Health Promotion. We were all there and had the honor to kick off this event just to really share all the resources available and remind everyone there's always something we can do. Because the main thing when it comes to suicide prevention is that some people may believe it's too big for me. I don't know what to do in that very moment. I don't know how really to react. The important thing is always to understand there's always something we can do. So all our events, when it comes to health promotion, since we want to help everyone to be mission ready through education, is to give sources, resources, and tips. So we're going to have a lot of good events this month, all based on the idea of increasing that resilience, that ability that everyone has to face adversity, whatever the adversity could be.
Yeah, of course. And I feel like that kind of bleeds over into mental health as well, which was another thing that we were going to talk about, which is prioritizing your mental health.
That's it. It's about learning, becoming aware of your own feelings, becoming aware of how you're doing in the here and now, right? Because what happens sometimes, we tend to hide feelings. We tend to focus too much on what we do and not on how we feel. And that's the first thing, you know, really jumping into the 5 tips that we can offer, you know, what I would like to offer today to, you know, our listeners, 5 tips, 5 ways we can do to prioritize mental health, 5 ways we can do to unlock that resilience.
And so, as you said, that first step is becoming more self-aware.
Yes, more self-aware of feelings and body sensations. We have to learn how to listen to our body first Our body will tell us that we say in coaching the truth. You know when you feel like you feel a burden on your chest, something is pushing on your chest, you don't understand what's going on, or you feel as if you know you have such a muscle tension, you don't understand the reason. Those are hints that something is going on in our life. So stop and become aware of your body sensation, of how you feel in that very moment. That is key to really understand how mentally fit you are in that very moment.
And becoming self-aware. And then naturally, the next step after you are self-aware and you're kind of like, okay, well, you know, I'm not okay. That's or, it. You know, there's something that's off. There is something wrong with me. Where do you go from there?
That's it. You go and search for help. That's the most courageous and natural thing you're supposed to do. Again, we tend to hide and say, you know, I don't know what to do with that. I'm feeling like awkward. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling down. And now what? We need to be aware that in Sigonella, we have amazing resources when it comes to finding someone that in that situation can help us out, can assist us, you know, make it also a great growing opportunity, because all the situation may represent a way for us to get better, stronger, and more resilient.
Yeah, of course. I absolutely agree. Reaching out to help, because there are so many people here. No one's going to, you know, look at you like, oh, why are you asking me these questions? So many resources available. So definitely want you to take advantage. For sure. Mr. Giuseppe and I, we want you to keep it right here. We're continuing this conversation on five ways for you to prioritize your mental health. If you're just now joining us, I have Mr. Giuseppe here in the studio, and we've been talking about the five ways to prioritize your mental health. We spoke on becoming self-aware and asking for help, but those aren't the only important steps to this. So, Mr. Giuseppe, once you've gotten some help for those issues that you've been having, what are some other things that you can actually do to be proactive when it comes to your mental health?
Yes, each of us has the responsibility to take care of their own health, which means the responsibility to find things that will just, let's say, what will say, fill up your emotional bag. Let's consider our mental health like a bag. Each time we do something that is important in our life, each time we do something for someone else, each time we do something for our mission, we may, in a way, deplete little by little this emotional bag. It is important we don't get to the point that it's completely empty. So the way to fill it up every day is to schedule time for activities that bring us joy, happiness, that makes us feel good about ourselves, about our environment, about what we do on a daily basis. And we have the responsibility to schedule that time. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves saying, you know, I didn't have time to take care of myself. I didn't have time to do something that I really love. We cannot afford find ourselves after weeks and months say, last time I did this that I love was months ago. No, we need to schedule that time. So it is important we create a list of those things that we love, that makes us feel good. Simple things. Don't need to be like big things or expensive things. Could be simple, something as simple as reading, as, you know, going and enjoy the sunset. Could be just have a nice chat with a friend, like FaceTiming family. Something that just brings us joy. That's important. It's not about someone else's expectation, what they want us to do. It's about what we know and believe and feel that is good for ourselves.
Yeah, I completely agree. I get that. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to get a mani-pedi or I'm going to get a facial. It can be
those things. For sure. For sure.
But, you know, sometimes it is maybe just taking a nap when you normally don't. Maybe saying, oh, you know what? I'm actually going to skip the gym today. I went yesterday. So those are just those little things. So what are some, for people who are maybe easing into like, okay, maybe I can, you know, start learning how to set time away for myself. How do you recommend that? Because, you know, some people are workaholics and some people are like, I always need to be busy. But what are some things that, you know, you suggest for them to do?
Yeah, one of the things for sure is, again, in their busy schedule, set time aside for a me time activity. Sometimes, as you said, it's nothing. It's just going back to my room, going back to my house, just walk my dog. Something simple that may not be defined as the most fun activity in the world, but really counts for me. It's what we define mindfulness activity. So that activity allows you to take your head off of your common feelings, body sensations, and, you know, people's expectations in a way that you can recharge and then go back to your mission, go back to your role in society, go back to your goals and stuff. But if we don't do that, that emotional bag will get empty. And when we get there, there's a red light. And then, when we get to that point, it is important to go back to the good, fun activities that makes us feel better.
Yeah, I completely agree. Mr. Giuseppe and I, we want you to keep it right here. We're continuing this conversation on prioritizing your mental health. If you're just now joining us, I have Mr. Giuseppe right here in the studio. We've been talking about prioritizing your mental health, and we focus a lot on self-care. Make sure you are taking that time. Make sure you are doing that. Now, Mr. Giuseppe, once we've kind of done, you know, okay, well, I'm learning how to do self-care. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of on my own. I'm tracking. I'm doing this. What's something that you suggest or, you know, that we can do to, I guess, better enhance our opportunity for improving our mental health?
Yes. Once you know how to focus on your own thing, your own self, then you got to get out there. The two things go hand in hand. It's not like, you know, I'll stay in my room, I'll do my own things, that's enough. It's not enough. You need to get out there. You need to build a support system. Because remember, not only do you need a support system, but you can also be the support system of someone else who's out there that needs for, you know, for someone to, you know, cheer them up and assist them and help them out. So building a support system can help you navigate through those challenging times and help you enhance, build your resilience. Your support system can include your friends, your family members. They may be far from here, but still through technology, they are still part of our support system. Your mental health professionals. It's, again, our responsibility to build that network, because I understand a lot of, you know, sailors come here that know nobody. Right? They feel lonely. So it is a responsibility to get out there and find those circles, those groups can help us, you know, feel better again in the here and now. Now they're in Sicily. Now they have to make the most out of this experience.
Of course. And I feel like after, you know, you've kind of build, you know, that support system that also branches in until another one of the steps that...
Yeah, and the other step just comes with that one is connecting with others. Is again, being part of those groups of interest, could be religious, could be professional, could be, you know, also those groups of, you know, people that just want to play video games together, right? Or just get out there and travel together. We were talking about offline of how, you know, cool is to travel and visit the world. Finding those people that share your interests is a great way to build your resilience. And that's a nice, you know, definition that I love. The difference between friends and acquaintances, friends and accomplices. Accomplices are those people that hang out with you just to build bad habits. Friends are those that hang out with you to build healthy habits. So go out there, connect with new people that will become your friends rather than your accomplices.
Yeah, I actually like that. I think that's the first time I'm actually hearing that. I mean, you know, cool. You hear like side winds of, you know, your grandma, you are the company you keep. So it is one of those things.
Good
connecting
point.
With others, but again, those healthy connections that will help improve your mental health, which is what we've been talking about.
That's
right?
It, for sure.
Yeah, so no negative Nancy's. Mr. Giuseppe and I, we want you to keep it right here. We're continuing this conversation. We're going to be talking about prioritizing your mental health, but we're also going to take a look at some of the things that are going on this month. If you're just now joining us, I've been interviewing Mr. Giuseppe Licari from Health Promotion and Wellness. We've been talking all about prioritizing mental health. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Giuseppe, if people are wondering where to start or when it does come to prioritizing their mental health and they need a little more guidance, what do you recommend?
Yeah, it's a great question because, as we said, resilience is native. We all have resilience, but it's just like the muscles on our body. You need to practice specific exercises to build those muscles, right? So it is okay if you don't know where to start from. That's completely fine. I'm a life and wellness coach credentialed by the International Coaching Federation. So you can definitely come to Health Promotion. And, you know, together we will find ways for you to build that resilience, to build that social network, to find things that make you happy, to prioritize your mental health. And along with me, there are so many incredible resources. Again, mental health over at the hospital, the behavioral health consultant over at the hospital, Lieutenant Commander McNeil, but also Flitting Family with their counselors, our MFLAGs, Mr. Richard Graves, the chaplains. So there are different approaches with the same goal and objective, prioritizing your mental health to make you, to help you live a happier life.
Yeah, of course, of course. And if you do end up dropping by to see Mr. Giuseppe, maybe he'll fill you in on what all they have going on. But in case you don't stop by, he's going to do it right now. So what does Health Promotions have coming up?
So for this month, we have a stress reduction online class on Tuesdays, so that if you can just get out of your workspace for 30 minutes, cannot get to NAS 1, on MS Teams, you can connect with me. I will lead this 6-session online stress reduction class. All you need to do is call Health Promotion 4710 and sign up. Then every Friday on Mary and I, we're leading a walking club. So a walking group. People are meeting at Umberto's at 8 a.m. You know, just spend together some time just to do something fun. Walk around, you know, Mary and I perimeter, again, connecting, right? That's what we said before as one of those tips, building that network. This is a good network of friends that do something healthy for themselves. So if you want to join this walking club, please, you know, meet our leaders. There are some volunteers from American Red Cross who's going to meet on Mary and I at Umberto's 8 a.m. every Friday. Then, this Wednesday, September the 18th, Lieutenant Commander Love, my department head and the base registered dietitian, is offering a workshop about food and mood. She's going to just show you how the food that you choose on a daily basis will influence your mood and your mental health, which is something we do not focus our attention on that much.
Absolutely.
And on September the 25th, we are offering a free cooking class. We call it Welcome Fall. So we want to just offer you guys a different way to put together some snacks. In this case, it's going to be healthy energy bowls. So please call Health Promotion 47110. Show up in our office. If you guys don't know, we are located in Midtown, just above, you know, the base theater. Come and show up, come and talk to us. You find always, you know, some welcoming, you know, friend there that can help you, you know, build your resilience and your mental health.
That's awesome. Definitely have to check that out. Mr. Giuseppe, thank you so much
My
for
pleasure,
coming
Mary.
In this afternoon and, you know, letting us know all about what you guys have coming on. And, of course, talking about this important topic that is prioritizing your mental health, because it is oh so important.
Yeah.
And they do go in hand in hand with your physical health as well, I feel like.
For sure.
Sometime
100%.
Time. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully, you'll be heading home in a little bit.
Yeah, in a little bit, for sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. I want you to keep it right here. I'm going to be telling you about an app you absolutely have to have on your phone.